There's been talk, like, since Kobe died that, you know, they should change the logo of the NBA from Jerry West, right? He's the logo of the NBA.
Yeah.
He's the logo, Jerry West. To change that logo to Kobe Bryant. What do you think about that? Would you actually, if you were the one deciding, would you change that logo to Kobe?
I won't.
Why?
Because the original logo of the NBA carries so much history already. Mm-hmm. And as great as Kobe was, we shouldn't change the logo because of that.
Okay. I'm looking at it on a business standpoint. It doesn't make sense to change it to a Kobe logo just because out of emotions, because you're basing decisions based off emotions. I know he just died a few years ago, like 3 years ago already, right? But then, thing is, Jerry West never charges the NBA for him being on the logo. Imagine how much the Bryant estate would, like Vanessa Bryant would charge para lang gamitin yung logo ni Kobe Bryant, right? If you use the logo Kobe Bryant, imagine if something happened to MJ, reverse it. It's MJ in the crash and Kobe's still alive, right? And we push the narrative of the Jumpman logo as the logo of the NBA or something like that, like tongue out, right? Would it be the same narrative? Maybe not, right? Because for sure, Nike then would ask for royalties from using that logo as Michael Jordan, right?
Business-wise, it doesn't make sense.
Business-wise, it doesn't make sense. Emotionally, yes. Like for, let's say, for the next 5 years, you know, if they have a handshake agreement with the Bryant estate, like, okay, we're going to use the Kobe logo. Just remember, up to the 8th year, right? So, from his death. Just like, you know, they're putting the number 6 Bill Russell on the jerseys sa mga players ngayon, di ba? There's the number 6 patch. That makes sense, right? Because Bill Russell was the winningest
player of all time.
Player of all time, right? You can't dispute it. But
and some say he's the GOAT.
I mean, if you're talking about rings.
For some people,
if you're talking about rings, yes. If you're talking about achievements, it might be Wilt, right? If you're talking about points, it can be Kareem for now. Maybe LeBron in a couple of... Maybe, I think this year, right? In terms of the best ever. Because we're not saying about the... I'm not talking about here of the GOAT. The best ever in terms of being the greatest basketball player to play. There's been debate about Kobe being even better than Michael Jordan. Ano sa tingin mo?
Better? It's a very big word. Uh-huh. Like, what are you saying? Skill-wise?
Sa tingin mo, where is Kobe Bryant better than MJ?
Total package? Because my answer is, I know you won't like this one, but...
I'm not talking about achievements, huh? Yeah. Just overall, as an individual basketball player.
Total package, it's LeBron for me.
It's LeBron. And
LeBron, yeah.
Okay.
Because total package, eh. Meron siyang shooting, he has the skills, yung unique combination of height and... body motor,
rare. Eh.
Everything, yeah. I mean, package.
It's rare that you get that in a 6'9 package, similar size as Karl Malone.
Yeah, parang
playing like Magic Johnson. Yeah,
he's a creator, generational player.
Generational talent.
Yeah, generational talent. So, para sa akin, it's him.
But you know, in the book, yung kay Tim Grover, yung Relentless. He's not seen as a what we call yung highest level, the cleaner. He's a closer. Right, but slowly he's becoming like a cleaner as well. That kind of level. Pero yung in terms of taking, like the basketball instinct na killer instinct, I don't see LeBron having that ever. Like he would still make the right decision to pass it, diba? Yung mga end game situations, like he has the knack of like finding his teammates more. Eh. Like kasi si Kobe and Jordan, they would like to look for yung options nila. They want to know their options during the last seconds, what's available for them, and not told kung gagawin. Gusto lang niya, okay, what are my options? Okay. So they'll know what to decide. Iba eh. That's the killer instinct that I didn't see kasi ever with LeBron.
But the thing is, with LeBron, noong 2018, ang dami niyang game winners noon.
Parang, yeah, I saw that. With the Cavs?
That year, yun yung parang, shit. LeBron, he got the clutch gene na parang na-develop niya through throughout his career for me.
So some people, like those born in the 90s, they only saw highlights of Jordan's career. They would say Kobe is their GOAT. And then for me, born in the 80s, MJ is mine. And then yung mga 2000 and up, talagang LeBron talaga.
Here's my unique take regarding this. Parang as we go through time, the decades, parang nag-iiba yung
nag-evolve,
goat natin.
Nag-evolve.
Nag-evolve yung mga players.
Yeah.
They're more skilled now compared nung early 2000s. Grabe yung mga bata ngayon. Ang galing.
The ones younger now, like there's talk about Luka being probably one of the best ever, if not the best ever when his career is over. People are already thinking that's inevitable na he's gonna win not just one but more championships on his own. Like with him being the alpha on his team.
And then there's this player in France called Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Unicorn.
But I saw something. People say that they've never seen Victor Wembanyama, but he's already existing in the NBA. He plays for the Orlando Magic. His name is Bol Bol. And he plays small forward. And he's now flourishing with the Magic because he's given more minutes. I think when you're in the NBA, regardless if you're a bench player, I think it's just the opportunities given to you. I mean, exactly. If you're given more minutes, given more shots, you'll make the most out of it. You'll be able to. But I've seen yung mga sa summer, yung mga ano, yung mga off-season ng mga games, nakita yung mga NBA player, no? Makita mo parang mga, oh, role player lang to ah. Si Robert Covington gumagawa ng 40 points, 50 points sa mga league. Pero you see him in the NBA, it's just, you know, average.
Bro, sobrang galing ng mga NBA players.
It's like the best of the best talaga.
Yeah, they just need the right coaching, the right timing, the right minutes for them to flourish talaga. Yeah. Like Yuta Watanabe right now with the
Yeah, Watanabe. Minutes. Tagal yeah, na yung bangko
he's
eh.
He's on fire.
Sa Toronto, bangko lang yun eh.
He was a mid-major star with George Washington. Tapos,
Japanese talaga siyang salita. Nakita pa, nag-interview siya. As in,
he bounced around the league. He went to
he?
Memphis.
How old is he, Yuta Watanabe?
Toronto.
Antal ko na narinig yung name niya kasi.
Bangko talaga siya.
Oo.
Tapos ngayon, rotation siya with the Brooklyn Nets and he's
wow, Yuta Watanabe is 28 years old. Born October 13, 1994. He stands 2.03 meters in height. Plays power forward, small forward. Yeah, of course, Japanese national team. So he could be even better than yung pinakasikat ngayon na Japanese born player, which is Rui Hachimura.
Hachimura.
Right?
But Hachimura, he's more of an athletic freak. Si Hachimura.
Parang comparison nga niya si ano, di ba? Kawhi Leonard. Before, yun ang comparison sa kanya. Kawhi Leonard.
One point.
Yeah.
One point.
That was his para NBA comparison. Yeah, he plays for my favorite team, the Wizards.
Si Watanabe, 57, last time I checked, 57% from three. He's leading the league in
three. He is. Yeah, regular season, he's averaging 18 minutes lang. But of course, recently, hindi pa siya naglalaro eh. But he's been doing so well. Past game niya, November 21, Grizzlies, 16 points. 18 Blazers, 20 points. Tapos, 57.1% from three.
What's crazy is, yung, di ba normally these players, yung rotation guys who play 18 minutes,
yeah.
Ganyan.
Oh.
Check mo yung attempts niya sa 3 points. If you can see the stat, he's making, correct me if I'm wrong, he's making 2 to 3 3 points a game made.
Most likely, because yung sa Grizzlies, 4 out of 6, sa Blazers, 5 out of 7. So,
yeah,
in terms
grabe,
of stats,
yung volume nandun eh.
But it's a, for me, it's a very small sample size.
Yeah.
But this, starting with the Grizzlies in 2018, he only played 11.6 minutes, played 15 games. 2019, 5 minutes, 14.5 with the Raptors, 11.7 with the Raptors. Then ito, with the Nets, 18 minutes pa lang yun. Averaging 18 points, double. So I mean, we're not talking about just him. It's just really the opportunities given to players. Like I have a player, Jordan Goodwin. He plays for my favorite team, the Washington Wizards. Last year he played, you know, like less than 5 games, and now he's a rotational player for the Wizards. He's undrafted. Tapos he plays like Josh Hart. I mean, guard na rebounding small guard. He averages a good amount of rebounds for a small guard. Like 6'3", 6'4", lang ata siya eh. And walang defense masyado yung team ko yung Wizards. So, they found that from a player like that. Yun lang. The problem with like NBA teams, like my team, the Wizards, were raised in mediocrity. Alam mo yun yung not too great to be a contender, not too bad to be a lottery team. Alam mo yun? So, you're stuck in drafting between number 7 to 15. And when you're drafting from that, sobrang hirap nang pumili ng, alam mo yun, yung gem of a player. Like, they've had draft picks, like, the past 4 draft picks nila, kunwari, Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdia, and then Corey Kispert. And then now, yung huli na ng draft picks, si John Davis. Those 4 picks are between 7 to, I think, mga 15. So it's hard to, pero may mga draft picks after them that were now possible all-stars in the NBA. So it's hard to be like a middling team. It's either you really go full tank mode, walang semi-rebuilding, or you go contender all the way. Mm. Wala eh. It's for me, it's tough to be like a Wizards fan.
Tawag dyan purgatory, bro.
Yes, it's like basketball purgatory. Like the Sacramento Kings, di ba? 16 years, NBA playoff drought. Yeah. Never been a player for over 16 years now. I think, or maybe 17.
Shout out to the Kings pala. Galing ah.
Grabe, no? Galing. So they're doing really well now. I think it's sustainable because I think De'Aaron Fox has really matured as a player and now he has Sabonis. So 2 ball handlers on the team. Improved defense. Okay yung bago nilang pick. See, you get those nice picks, right? Yung draft pick ng Sacramento King, Keegan?
Murray.
Murray, right? Yeah. He's in the top 5 pick, right? Swerte kayo pag may mga ganun pick kasi if deep yung draft, usually pag sinamin deep, up to 5 lang yan eh. 7. Mm. Solid yan. Mga tipong pwede maging all-star, di ba? Pero if you're drafting 8, 9, you're rarely going to find like a Steph Curry in that area eh. I mean, let's not talk about Giannis being drafted 15 or 16, 2013. Hmm. That's a project. Ilang years bago siya pumutok, di ba? Pero yun nga, it's so hard to pick on that range. It's either you go, mag-rebuild ka na talaga all the way, mag-tank ka na, mag-trust the process ka Sixers mode.
Ako, I'm more sa culture ng team eh.
Yun pa.
Parang yeah. There are certain teams na they draft late, like Miami, or sign undrafted rookies like Toronto, and sila mismo nagde-develop sa mga players to be stars.
Even with the Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs.
Diba, yung mga player nilang yung lahat, nade-develop nila karamihan eh. Mm. Tapos, they're trading away.
Like ngayon, diba si Josh Primo? Murray. Kaso wala na siya.
Oo, wala si Primo. Yeah, yun, good, ano yun, possible player kaso nagka-issue. Mm. Pero yun nga, I think it's part of the culture and the coaching and player development. Right? Do you agree that they should add 2 more teams to the NBA, or should they lessen the games from 82 games to 72? Mm. There's been talk about lessening the games, right?
Yeah.
To avoid injury.
I think it's the players who wants that. Eh. Yung ano, they want.
Kasi wala na eh. Meron nang bago yun, did not play rest. Mm. Diba? Usually dati nung early 2000s mid to early 2000 ang gagawin nila is last 2 games of the season, pagpasok na sa playoffs, i-rest nila. Kevin Garnett was being rested on the last game. Kaya makita mo parating 80 games played, 81 games played. Mm. Because he was being
sure
rested.
Sure na yung ano, record
sure na yung nila. Record nila, pasok na sila sa playoffs, di ba? I mean, they've never won a championship during his stint, but it's still rested at the end of the season. Now, back-to-back game, Matic, asahan mo na, hindi na maglalaro.
Speaking of which, I remember si Dirk dati. This was the year na natalo sila sa Golden State. Ni-rest sila. Sila Jason Terry, sila Dirk. Like, a week before the playoff start. Tapos yun, sobrang cool
nila. Nawala yung momentum.
Oo, nawala yung momentum. Tapos yung match-up. Yung
tinalo sila ng We Believe Warriors. Yeah. Sina Stephen Jackson.
Yung timing pa, hindi maganda yung match. Parang nag...
Kasi best record sila nun eh.
Yeah.
67 wins sila nun. So, best record in the NBA sila that time.
Nagtatank yung Warriors nun kasi gusto nila pero kamatch sila sa yung Dallas. Oh. Parang favorable sa kanila.
Kasi kilala ni Don Nelson yun. Oh. Alam niya yung team na yun.
Oh. Siya yung nag-draft siya kila.
Kananovitsky. Siya yung player nila. Nandun pa si Michael Finley nun. Diba? Tsaka si Steve Nash for sure. Steve Nash for
wala
sure.
Wala na si Steve Nash.
Wala na sa
Jason
Phoenix.
Jason Terry.
Nasa Phoenix na siya noon.
Parang si Devin Harris yata.
Oh, Devin Harris. Pero wala si Michael Finley pala. Wala na. Si Dirk na lang. So nagka problema siya with
sila Eric Dampier.
A smaller defender, no?
Oh, small ball.
Small ball.
Nahirapan sila dun.
Oh. Ikaw, naniniwala ka pa rin sa ano? Sa big three? Big three. Like, you know, if for you, for in order for your team to win a championship, you need the big three.
Para sa akin, overall eh. I think two stars, pwede na yun. Tapos you have
three solid starters.
Kailangan talaga buong team eh. Like, if you have an empty bench, I don't think it would cut out in today's NBA. Kailangan deep yung roster mo.
Oo. Kasi for you to last the entire season, tapos fresh for the playoffs, kailangan mo ng 10 solid players eh.
Hmm.
Diba? Kasi kung kabayo yung players mo buong season, you're playing them 30, 32 minutes to 40, burn out sila eh. Like, lalo kanya if you have vets on your team, di kaya eh.
Like for example, yung Warriors, right?
Yeah, right now. They're struggling.
Pero mm-hmm. last season, loaded yung roster.
Loaded yung, nawala yung si Gary Payton, di ba? Si Gary Payton, nawala si, sino tong guy? Otto Porter.
Mm, yung mga wings nila.
Mga wings nila yun eh.
The Serbian guy, how do you pronounce his name? Bielica from ano?
Yeah, the big guy.
What's his team? Fenerbahce.
Yeah, oo. Wala na, nasa Europe na siya. Oo. Shooter din yun.
Galing yun.
Oo. Yelitsa.
Yelitsa, yun. Sino natira ngayon, di ba?
Yeah. So they replace those players with, parang minimerge nila yung current with the young ones. So si Sinapul, Moody, sina Wiseman, which is in the G League.
G League, yeah, nawala yun. Parang,
kasi tinatransition nila from the old, well, hindi naman old, pero yeah, the veterans and the young ones. So nagkakaroon ng gap. Even if they won a championship, maganda yung last season, pero this season, talagang tumulos talaga pag ganun eh. Because you're playing the second unit, puro young guns, tapos starters mo mga vets.
Mm.
I mean, we're not even talking about the issue of Draymond punching, di ba? I think that really happens in teams. It just happens behind closed doors. Nagkataon lang, nag-leak lang talaga. Pero definitely, I'm sure, Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr. Mm. But there was no video of it.
Wala. Nung last dance na lang yun or articles coming out.
It's just
decades
articles
after the incident.
I'm sure teammates fight because they don't like each other.
Mm.
Sabi nga ni Kyle Kuzma last season, we didn't like each other as a team.
Sounds like Wizards.
So Wizards. Kasi nandun pa si na Montrezl Harrell.
Ay, mga goons.
May mga goons nga sa tina. So they don't like this season, sabi niya, the difference is we like each other. We like playing for each other. Chemistry din eh. It's not like, you know, you play NBA 2K and get the ones with all the 85 and above ratings, diba? And put them together, record nyo na 74. 74 wins up.
Mm.
It's not like that eh. Mm. Please, diba? I mean, the Nets are example of that. Ang dami nilang very good players.
Very top heavy. Yung sinasabi mo bro, yung sa big three, I don't think it would work in today's NBA. Yung ginawa nila LeBron nung early 2010s.
Dapat Batman and Robin. Balik ulit sa Batman and Robin, no? Balik ulit sa Jordan Pippen. Parang sa Bucks.
Solid combo. Diba?
Giannis.
Diba, Holiday?
Middleton,
yun.
Tapos, Holiday mo yung third guard mo. So, yung wala, kung Batman si Giannis, kung, dahil wala siyang shooting, ang finisher niya si Middleton.
Si Middleton para sa'yo in Tim Grover's book, ano siya? Closer or cleaner?
Closer pa rin yun. That's not a cleaner. He's a very good second option on a team. He'll never be like a first type of option.
Pero grabe yung mga clutch shots eh.
Oh, clutch, oh. Like it's like for me, if you replace Middleton with, let's say, Bradley Beal, same result. I would say same, or replace him with Klay Thompson, same result. You'll get that because Giannis is like LeBron. He's a facilitator. I don't think even Giannis is a cleaner. He's also a closer. Di ba ang closer nga is for me like Dwayne Wade is an example of a closer. LeBron, Kobe, Jordan. Si LeBron papunta pa lang siya dun, pero he's not there as a cleaner. But anyway, we're done with that conversation.
Hmm.
I'ma ask you real quick. What do you think about the Lakers' chances of getting into the playoffs? Playoffs lang.
Not even a championship. I just want to say, bro, I'm a huge LeBron fan.
I'm not a LeBron hater, but I'm a big critic of LeBron. Because people will see it on social media, like, if he's doing really well, I put the praise on him, like, as a player and a human being. Pero pag talagang, when it comes to overall, I'm very critical of him as a player. I'm not a
haterade.
Because I buy LeBron shoes.
You know.
I wear LeBron stuff. Like, if I see him, ask for an autograph from him. Diba? Hindi yung tipong, F you, LeBron. I'm not gonna hate him because it's the popular thing to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I tinalo Dick Rider for LeBron because of what he did. I don't know whatever it was, but, you know, I'm just critical of him.
Yeah, pero going back, yung kay LeBron,
with the Lakers.
Yeah, with the Lakers.
I think it's time for LeBron to be the third fiddle on a championship team. That's how he can extend his career if he wants to play with his son. If he wants to play for the next 5 years, he needs to play third fiddle already, not second. Injured siya ngayon.
Yung legs niya, bro. That's why he's shooting badly.
Wala, umabot
yung
father time. It's hard to be the alpha on a team if you're 37, 38, 39. Even Jordan could not do it.
I think right? The alpha now is AD. Siya na talaga.
Yeah. AD. Siya na talaga. And then let Russ handle the ball. Yeah.
Kasi, going forward.
And then you preserve LeBron for the playoffs. Mm. Yun yung problema eh. Like with the rookie coach, you'd want to ride LeBron, play him 35 minutes at least a game. It's not gonna work for him. You have to play mga 28 to 30 minutes at most. You manage his time. Pag fourth quarter na tapos, may chance sila to win, put him in there. But tambak na, wala na. Diba? So you don't have to force. They have younger players. Diba? All they have to do is just get in the playoffs. Right? Like top six.
So what's their record now?
They're out of the playoff picture. They're like number 13. Talaga. Number 13 or 14 out of 15 sa West.
13, 14, 15.
Yeah. They're definitely better than the Rockets. See, we're talking about the Rockets already. Which is a team that's being bottom dweller. Pero very good talents, di ba?
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, like young players, if you were given a chance, who would you pick to build your roster around as a franchise player in the NBA 25 years and below? Who would you pick?
Ako?
Right now.
Parang,
there's a lot of options. Head, like,
my brain tells me Luka.
Yeah.
Pero,
what your heart tells you
I
is
I want to swing Tatum? For the fences. Hindi pare, si Wembanyama talaga.
Parang wala pa sa NBA yun eh.
Oo, pero sabi mo 25 and below, di ba?
Na naglaro sa NBA, sige.
Ah, okay, sige. Luka?
Oo. Who would be your second option? If Luka was not an obvious choice. Because that's my choice too.
And I want to go with, ano?
Just Ja Morant.
If they're the same team.
I'll give a few options. Ja Morant, Jason Tatum is still there. Mm. He's an option. You have Zion Williamson, still below 25. You have Trae Young. Anthony Edwards could be an option, a dark horse option. But I think that's those right now.
I think I'll go with Zion. Kahit yung name niya, hindi masyado matunog ngayon.
It's like Shaq.
He's very efficient. Eh.
Very efficient yung play niya. No?
If he gets healthy, Pelicans will make trouble.
I hope he doesn't. He fulfills his whole potential, not because of the injury. Okay lang may injury, pero yung hindi mga major na tipong wala nang legs mo. Diba? Because he stopped heavy, right?
Yeah, and parang may rumors na he's not eating healthy daw.
Pero he got back into shape.
under a microscope si Zion. Pero I think he's still one of the best prospects sa NBA.
So you would still pick Zion over Ja Morant if you were the Grizzlies, if you were the Pelicans?
Oh, ako, I like Ja Morant. Pero yung style of play niya parang
nakatakot,
reminds me of Derrick Rose.
Of Derrick Rose, yeah. He lands on one leg.
Yeah.
That's the difference between him and let's say Russell Westbrook, who's generally not been injured besides the yung knee injury lang niya with Patrick Beverley. which is intentional, di ba? Sort of.
Nakatakot talaga.
The way he lands, right?
The way he lands. Parang, he's so flashy, pero, yeah, it just reminds me of Derrick Rose in the playoffs. Yeah, tearing his ACL.
So, we're in agreement here at least for once.
Luka.
How many championships do you think he'd win in his career? He'd probably play up around 18 to 20 years, right? Because that type of player is not like the type na pagdating ng past ng prime niya, kailangan niya ng athletic.
Yeah.
Sobrang taas ng basketball IQ eh.
Unlike Ja Morant, si Luka, sobrang very pacey player, slow, takes his time.
So Dallas definitely won that trade between him and Trae Young. Trae Young, I think, could probably win a championship. At least one.
Curry light yun.
If not, he's gonna end up like Damian Lillard.
Her thing is yung K3. I don't like, hindi naman I don't like, pero defensively talagang
liability.
Sus talaga because
he's generally listed as 6'1", no?
Oh, I think he's below 6'1".
I think he's below 6-footer. It's probably 5'11".
Yeah, and parang
kasama ni hair niya dun eh.
Ano eh, hindi siya average defender, below average.
Below average, yeah.
Oh, so yun talaga knack niya. Pero offensively, wala akong masabi. Parang he's a good pick and roll player.
I think Luka's like an average defender too. He's not even a great defender, right?
Yeah, but he's
not a two-way player. He's
6'8". Yeah, mahaba siya.
That's the thing.
Parang yun yung difference.
At least he could stand in front of his...
Yun.
Tapos hindi siya tatanggalin for defensive liability purposes.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I was just picking your thoughts pagdating sa NBA. Because that's really my thing. But I want to ask you about now local basketball.
Okay.
About number one, basketball pillars in the PBA. Like, you mentioned to me like when we were conversing earlier about James Yap and Mark Kagiwa. Why'd you mention those two?
Yeah,
they play differently.
Because me and my friends, we were debating who is the better player between the two.
Overall. Who had the better career?
Yeah. Kasi ngayon, it's popular to say that Fajardo is the best player of all time. Sila ni...
Dominant, I would say.
Yeah. Sila ni Mon Fernandez, silang dalawa.
Most parang dominant. El Presidente.
Yeah. So parang yun yung discussion. Kasi
kay Mon Fernandez, I think it was... When I was watching as a kid, it's like pure skill. Like, I saw shades of Kevin McHale when he played and smoothness like George Gervin when he played. Hindi highlights pinapad ko sa kanya. I was watching him as a 11-year-old.
Which version of...
Paano na yun?
San Miguel
I think papas prime na nga yun eh. Pero I think 1988, I was like 7 years old. Mm. I saw him play. I was watching... him before pa. Mm. Parang siya yung logo, no? Hindi sa Jaworski.
Hindi. Parang si Jaworski, he's the people's champ.
People's champ, yeah.
When we talk about basketball play and parang yung overall achievement, it's Mon Fernandez.
Yeah.
Tapos ngayon, in the modern era, you have Jun Mar, who's dominating the whole landscape of the PBA. Hopefully, he gets healthy soon. Kasi
probably si Jun Mar is. Pero sabi nila, he's a negative in terms of plus and minus. He's a negative because on defense, he's a liability.
Mm.
Do you agree on that? I've seen articles like those. Mm. He's a, alam yung tamad sa defense.
Defense.
Would you say that?
Pare, he's 6'10". I still want him to man the middle. Kasi, automatic advantage yun for the team na may Jun Mar Fajardo ka. Like, sa San Miguel, you just dump the ball to him if you need the basket.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang laking advantage nun. And some teams can't do that. Diba? They have to work harder to score.
Was it so different? Because I've watched, like, one of my most favorite players of all time is Asi Taulava.
Mm.
And I think he still plays up to this day.
Yeah. He's 50 na.
Yeah, but during his prime Asi Taulava, you would say that it's still prime Jun Mar that's better?
Yeah, prime Jun Mar. No
because of
question.
Skill? Skill? Is it skill?
Skill. Skill-wise, he's better than Taulava. He's bigger, shooting, dribbling, whole package. I like Asi Taulava because he carried the PBA for some time. Yeah.
Oh.
Tsaka national team, di ba? Going up against Xiao Ming in China.
Pucha.
Parang siya yung poster boy.
How tall is Asi? 6'8"? Probably 6'8", 6'9", no?
Ah, ganun.
He's playing at 7'4".
Siya, lapad niya.
Aww.
So siya talaga. And, pero,
sila na Eric
no Mike. Disrespect, no? Pero June Mar, I think, is the hands better down between the two. Mm.
So he's probably the most dominant center of all time, June Mar.
Yep. In okay. Philippine basketball.
On the reverse side, if you go to the guards, who would you say is the best guard ever? Shooting guard, point guard, sa backcourt?
Ako, Mark Aguiwa.
Ah, talaga?
Kasi...
The spark.
Me and my friends were checking stats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a stat guy than the itis guy. And baba nung ano eh. Although James Yap, pag pinapanood mo siya, he's like Kobe in the sense na emotional kay.
Oh.
Diba? Oh shit, ganda ng tira niya.
Kobe-esque form, talaga siya eh. Form.
Kobe-esque. Oh. Diba yung bola na sa taas pa ng...
Tsaka James Yap has huge hands.
Oh yeah.
So Jordan talaga yung dating.
Diba yung mga ball fakes niya with one hand. Galing.
Oo. Oh.
And here you have on the other side Mark Aguiwa, very flashy as well.
Small player, 6'1".
Small player, flashy.
6 flat na si Mark Aguiwa, I think. Eh.
The crossover, diba? Allen Iversonesque.
Talaga?
Oh, diba? He plays for the most famous team in the Philippines.
Of course. So, Ginebra.
But when you check the stats between them, James Yap had the highest peak. Pero efficiency-wise and
long-term
throughout his career, mas consistent si Kagiwa. And yung peak niya matagal.
Oo, matagal yung peak matagal ni Kagiwa. Matagal yung peak niya. Actually.
Even winning an MVP in the process and championships.
Were either injury-prone, not so much.
Parang
during their peaks.
Si Kagiwa, yeah.
Mas injury. Mas
season
injury.
Out, na wala siya for a season.
Ah, may mga ganun. Whole year?
Alam ko whole year siya.
Wow, that's 3 conference. Pag sila mo whole year, 3 conference yun.
Oh.
Di ba 3 conferences PBA?
But when he came back, I think he won MVP. So yun, grabe si Mark Kagiwa. Efficiency-wise, when you check the numbers, para sa akin, in my opinion, he is the better player between the two. Pero both of
them are shooting guards, no? I won't put them as point guards. Yeah,
combo guards sila.
Combo guards sila, yeah. Si James can Yap, be a small forward nga eh.
Kaya nga. Si James Yap nga parang hindi siya point guard. Eh.
No.
Off guard talaga siya.
Shooting guard, small forward talaga siya. I think Mark is interchangeable with Helter Brand kasi. Kaya di ba Fast and Furious sila. Exactly. Yun yung nickname nila. Asking for a point guard would be the best ever.
Best ever. Point guard, Jorisky na lang.
Jorisky si talaga.
Pero skill-wise, he's not up to par with the players of today.
Of course.
Mas magaling mga players ngayon. Pero parang yung culture, yung effect niya sa game, Philippine basketball, and his name is still synonymous to the PBA ngayon.
In the new millennium, year 2000 and up, who would you put as the best point guard?
In the PBA or overall?
In the Philippines.
Kasi there are some players
in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Was si Jason Castro? No.
Wala na eh. He's old.
No, but in the whole entirety, from year 2000 to today, would you put Jason Castro there?
Castro.
Talaga?
Mm.
Yeah, Asia's best point guard, right?
Yeah.
Nuff said. Right? If we were talking about most fundamentally skilled local basketball player, like, kasi sa NBA, I would say fundamentally something. Mr. Fundamental, of course, Tim Duncan. That's fundamental for you, right?
Mm.
Basic. I would even put Kawhi Leonard, di ba? Fundamental eh, yung mga ganong player. But in the PBA, who would you see as fundamental? Like, if you were gonna tell kids, tingnan yung game niya, ganyan kayo dapat maglaro.
Mm.
Because he's efficient, he's smart, he knows when to pass, when to score, you know.
Para sa akin,
walang fancy.
It's the small guards of Philippine basketball. Sila yung skilled.
Sino?
Skilled wise.
Who would you have?
Shout out ko na rin kay Jai Reyes.
Okay.
Yeah, a friend of mine, very skilled guy.
Yeah.
To be able to play.
Jai is smaller than me by like this, I think.
Yeah.
He would argue probably. But I think I'm taller kay Jai. Even dun sa coach ng Malaysian team, kay Coach Jeff Diernes, right?
Yeah.
Jeff is small.
Jeff is smaller than us.
Yeah, he's 5'5", I think. Mm. But he's like an all-star MVP. And I've seen the way those two guys play. It's basketball IQ and skill. Like, I'm taller than those dudes. The thing is, they eat you as barbecue chicken. Exactly. If you played 1-on-1 or 5-on-5, right?
I always ask Jai, Jai, paano ka nakakasabay sa mga
how do you go inside the lane against 6'7", 6'9 players and then you're 5'7"?
They always say to me, ano, Tonyo, na utakan lang talaga sa court.
So, utakan.
So yeah, but like what you've said, basketball IQ.
Oo.
Tapos, when you notice about these guards, sobrang skilled nila.
If you're gonna teach that to kids, no? Siguro that's something I would ask Jai. How would you teach utakan? Diba?
Intangibles yun eh.
Diba? How would you teach something like that to a person? That's because that's like your killer instinct eh.
Hmm.
Diba? If it's your natural, it's a natural born instinct. You don't develop that. I don't think you can develop something like that eh. If you have a person has a natural feel for the game, gets more like a court awareness, time, he knows who has foul trouble, diba? Sino yung always goes left, so you defend his left, make him go right.
I want to tell a story. I've talked to a coach, hindi ko na lang ni-name, tapos parang nagugulat siya sa players, ibang players dito sa Philippines, na parang they don't know how to play basketball. Organized basketball. Like, if you put the ball in their hands, they can do work. Pero, yung pag magka-cut sila, fundamentally, yung gagawa sila ng screen, they don't know how to set the screen properly, these players. Na culture shock siya.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. So, I think it's a question that I really want to ask Jai. I've never sat down with Jai because when it comes to these sides of thing, because we always talk about the business side of basketball, because you know we're partners in Phil Basket, which we'll talk about in a bit. But when I talked to him, sabi ko nga sa niya, Jai, I'm 41, but I love basketball so much. Even if basketball doesn't love me that much, like I know, like it's not like I want to train so that I can endure playing until my legs fall off, like that, in that kind of sense. Like I realized after the pandemic, during the pandemic, what I missed was playing basketball, and I'll never, like, my love for the game will never go away. I think it's because of how I, you know, when you miss something, when it's not there, and you try to find, like, walang basketball kasi lahat nasa bahay, and then you're just at home dribbling a basketball. Ganun yun, like that's how I missed it. You never know how much you missed it until it's not there.
On point.
And during the lockdown, basketball was not there. And so I said, I want to train again so that I can play basketball until my legs fall off, that type of thing. And he said, you should train your body so that you have more muscles for your legs, develop that strength. It's basically strength and conditioning. That's why PBA players can play up to age 50. It's not because they can. Like some NBA players can really play. Yun nga lang kasi, some NBA players can play up to 50. The problem is, there's also 18 years old, 19, 21 year old players that want to get in.
Kaya nga.
So,
the talent pool is so big.
The talent pool is so big because it's a global game. You have players from South Africa, Europe, Australia, who want to come in and take your spot. Who, if you're a 35 year old, you know, you have to play better than that 19-year-old for them to not take your spot. That's why I'm so pissed when, like, the Heat has, Udonis has them having a slot on the Miami Heat's bench. Instead of signing, right, a two-way player and let him play and see, mali mo, undrafted. You get a gem, right? An undrafted gem. But instead, he should be like as a coaching staff.
The thing is, sinasabi nila na si Udonis Haslem, parang sinasabi niya na locker room presence daw
just
siya.
Just pay him.
Yeah, pero inisip mo, bakit? Why not make him a coach instead? Diba?
Like Juwan Howard was there for them, right? When he was with the Heat.
Una, hindi naman siya naglalaro. Diba? Yeah. He's not playing.
And so, if he would play, he'd suck. He'd play like good 2 minutes and then injury waiting to happen, osteoporosis shit, whatever. Sama, you know? Pero, diba, I'm just saying that, you know, you should be giving that slot to a player that deserves it or deserves a shot man lang. Like, pag pipiliin ka ngayon, you don't ask them or bigay mo si Kai Soto. Diba? Give him a chance.
Kai Soto, bro.
Diba? I'm not being biased to Kai. I'm heavy on him. I love him, but give him a chance to, you know, take up 5 minutes.
Now, honestly speaking, if you're asking me to compare Udonis Haslem to Kai Soto, mas magaling si Kai Soto.
See, that's the thing, diba? Right? So, maybe not as good as Yuta Watanabe is right now, right? Yuta Watanabe is a lot better than Kai Soto. You would not disagree with me on that.
Yeah,
right?
Yuta Watanabe is a stud.
Diba? Yeah. Oh, so you can, but eventually, Kai could be better than Watanabe if you give him the chance, give him a trainer that's NBA quality. Diba?
Yeah.
Instead, there's a guy who's 40 plus years old playing for the team, who's a locker room presence. I get that.
Bro, okay, see,
sign him as an assistant coach or head of player development or emotional development. If there's a department for that.
Bro, si Udonis Haslem, I saw a clip of him. Parang they threw a lob.
Lob, tapos di yung masalo. Oh,
di yung masalo.
Di yung masalo. Parang kulang na ng baston. Bigyan siya ng baston.
Oh, parang he's really playing on his
last
legs.
I know, if you put him in, if we get him for Phil Basket as an import, he would put up Dwight Howard's numbers in his Taiwan debut. Exactly. Right? Yeah. I think so. He'd probably put 30 points, 20 rebounds, and maybe 10 three-point shots because ayaw niyo kung ano sa loob.
Pero para, you can't tell me with a straight face na mas magaling si Udonis Haslem ngayon kaysa kay Kai.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there's so many, like, I would put Dwight Howard in there. Right?
Yeah, Dwight Howard.
The Heat needs
he's supposed to be in the NBA and he's playing in Taiwan.
Like, the Heat only has, I think, Denmon and of course, si Bam Adebayo, their center. And Bam is 6'9". He's an undersized center who plays higher than his height, right? Mm. But the thing is, gulpe. So if you put Dwight in there, there's other players, like, wala na si Hibbert pala. Roy, I was gonna say, wala na talaga. Wala na pag-asa. Right, di ba? Ang dami pang big man out there.
Sino pa ba ngayon? Sila Ayton, you have the Pacers, si Miles Turner.
Yung wala sa league ngayon eh. Like, Dwight Howard na alam. You mean to say that DeMarcus Cousins cannot get an NBA roster?
Tingin ko kaya niya pa. I think he can still play.
Put DeMarcus instead of Dwight Howard, he would put up 60 points, 30 rebounds, 15 assists. Easily. In that league.
I don't want to say no disrespect. Yung off-court issues, pero I think they still play a factor.
For sure. Damaging you. Like, Dennis Smith Jr.?
Yeah, ang galing nga.
Very good player. Until, you know, the statistics and the things, politics got in the way, I think, for him.
And now he's getting his feet back in the game, di ba? He's playing for the Hornets.
Yeah.
And he's playing great. Wala si Ball.
Yeah. Opportunities.
Yeah. Right timing, coaching, opportunity.
Diba? Success is when opportunity meets talent and preparation. Naturalized players, what do you think about that in the PBA? Or even in Gilas, would you accept that?
Yeah, these players, foreign players.
Like, no blood whatsoever na Filipino. Ah. Yeah. Not even a tenth or isang hairline of Filipino.
Pare sa akin, they elevate the game. Kasi,
Justin Brownlee. He just got naturalized. Justin Brownlee, import ng Ginebra.
He's on his steps na to get naturalized. Oh. And I think they elevate the game. If you play against great players, their talent will rub off on you. Ano yun eh, parang iron sharpens iron.
Okay.
So I think, that's why yung sa NCAA, hindi ako nag-agree doon that they banned foreign students.
Ah, binan na ba?
Banned na.
Pero si UAP pwede pa rin eh.
UAP pwede.
What do you think about the physical play in the NCAA? I'm not talking about the fight. Ah. Mm. It's just the physical play. It's so physical. When I watch the NCAA games, parang the referees let go of heavy physical.
Yun
ang gusto nila.
Filipino market eh.
Like, but doesn't happen to the UAP that much, right? I'm comparing, di ba? Pag sinabi mo skill level sa 2K, parang nasa 99 yung ruggedness eh.
Parang 11.
Di ba? Auto pa natin para sa 98, 99, sa mga 90, 88. Pwede mo lagi sa UAP, ganun eh.
Physical talaga. And And Philippine basketball is physical in general. Kaya,
I think that's what led to John Morris punching a lot of players too, also, right? Because of
the physicality.
Tapos the referee doesn't, you know,
the referee right, should
give the right
the
call,
game.
Diba?
Oh. Philippine basketball, physical siya. It affects our chances internationally.
Why?
Kasi iba yung tawagan eh.
Like, bakit? Mas physical ba ang tawag sa FIBA?
Hindi, mas less.
So okay sa atin yun.
Sobrang physical natin, pag naglalaro tayo sa FIBA, palagi tayong tinatawagan.
Sobrang physical, nakaaway na natin Australia.
And Australia is a physical
Yes,
team.
They are. Even New Zealand.
Diba?
Pero because physical, they're more about rugby.
Physical din tayo eh.
Physical, oh. Kung usapang physical lang, talo sa atin USA. Kasi iiyak yun. You put in all 25 years old below, players of the NBA and then sa Gilas players.
Pero iiyak yun. You know what, Tonyo? Napapansin ko dun sa latest batch ng Gilas, hindi na sila ganun ka-physical compared dun sa previous batches. Parang nag-evolve na rin yung play.
And sometimes it's also the coach's decision din, you know? The physicality. It's a coach's decision. So, it really depends on who's coaching. Is there any chance you think that in the next 10 years that Philippine basketball can be in the top 20? I looked at the top 20 rankings. There's no Asian country. Iran is, I think Iran 20 is
sila.
20 sila. But that's not an Asian country, come on. I mean, China is not there anymore.
Wala na ba?
Wala. Walang China, bro. They're probably in the mid-20s. Maybe not anymore.
Ang alam ko lang Iran, yun sure yun 20 sila.
Yeah, but yeah, FIBA World Rankings. Let's check. So number 20, Iran. Puerto Rico, Tunisia, Croatia, Finland, Dominican Republic, New Zealand, 26. Simon, New Zealand is 26. That small country is 26. Wait, 27, China, see?
New Zealand?
Ukraine, 28. Latvia, 29. Belgium, 30. Mexico, pag Georgia, Israel, Bosnia. I think when, yeah, 40. Latin, I saw the Philippines as high as 32.
31 tayo dati.
Oh, see? 31. That's the highest I saw Philippines. But we went down to 40.
Ang yun eh. I think they still count the qualifiers as ano.
Ang layo ng next na ano, Southeast Asian countries. Indonesia, 80. Tinalo tayo na sa SEA Games, di ba? But yeah.
Consistency talaga yung kulang
Malaysian,
sa national team.
Malaysian, 113. Ha?
Consistency.
Consistency.
Parang
continuity. Continuity, I think. Yeah, that's what you're, that's
parang
the word.
The program dapat right. Nakalatag na yan from
yeah.
With the same players. And I understand naman rin with ano, Coach Chot Reyes na he has a hard job to juggle everything, yung politics between leagues and the SBP and keeping players happy. Alam, ano eh, it's tough.
I'm gonna comment, but out of respect, I'm not gonna say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Pero ako, for me, yeah, he's doing his best.
Bakit tumawag sa akin eh.
He's doing his best.
Okay. Tell me about Hoop Junkie beginnings. Why did you start Hoop Junkie?
You know what, bro? Hoop Junkie started out as a hobby. It started out as a hobby, like House of Highlights, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sino Omar?
Oh, kasi in my personal account, I post basketball stuff. So parang with Hoop Junkie, I'm doing the same thing with my personal account, pero I'm hiding sa alter with an alter ego.
Yeah.
So yeah,
similar to mine when I was doing Soul Slam. Mm. Yeah. So that's my alter ego, guys. Talking
it
and
was
showing.
A hobby for me and in. Natutuwa ako, players are engaging, kinakausap na nila ako. Mm-hmm. Like, PBA players, Jordan Clarkson, yun. Pare, nung chinat ako ni Jordan Clarkson na ano, na...
What year was that?
Pandemic, bro.
Ah, 2020.
Mm.
Oh, wow. What did he say? Can you give us a glimpse of that conversation?
Parang I posted something.
Is it a highlight of him?
Hindi. Parang physical play yata or something.
The Philippines.
Nag-react siya.
Okay, what did he say?
Parang nag-react siya. Parang sabi niya, WTF, ganun.
Ah, what the F? Okay. That's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as he was surprised.
Oo.
Like, mind-fucked. Mm. Okay.
So, yun, parang the mere fact na nag-reply siya. Tapos ako, putya, ano ba ako?
Ah, that was his reaction to the video.
Yeah,
okay. Nice.
Ano ako, diba? I'm just a guy with the phone, bro. Right. We started with my phone posting highlights.
Yeah.
Kaya parin na ano talaga ako, na starstruck ako. And yeah, even stars sa Gilas, nakakausap ko sila.
Uh-oh.
Kay Soto, I've been chatting with him since he was playing in high school. Na-follow ko yung career niya. And si Jai. Jai gave me a shot to be part of professional basketball.
Yeah, field basket, yeah.
Before that, he hired me sa Nueva Ecija. So I was handling the social media account.
Oh.
That's from there. We started Phil Basket.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, when no league wanted to start a close bubble, I think PBA lang yung nag-start nun, tsaka Chooks to Go.
Correct. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we were able to start something from scratch. Tapos ngayon, it's getting momentum. Diba? With you coming in as our business head, we started a tournament in Malaysia.
Yes, that was fantastic.
We're the first Filipino professional basketball league to host an international tournament abroad.
In Malaysia.
Yeah, in Malaysia. Yeah. So, para sa akin,
I love it. There's no politics involved. No politics. I'm just gonna put it out there. There's no politics involved. Like, if you wanna get something done in Malaysia, whatever it is that's supposed to be done, permits, etc., whatever, done. And then we got a FIBA, what do you call that?
Yeah.
Parang endorsement?
We got a letter from, signed by the head of FIBA Asia, mm-hmm, si Mr. Hagop.
Mm-hmm.
So, siya yung gumawa ng Hagop rule. So, yung, in terms of, ano, foreign local player. So anyway, he signed the letter, the document, to allow us to stage the tournament sa Malaysia.
See? What does that mean for us? For Phil Basket?
It means we're legit, bro.
It legitimizes.
It legitimizes our tournament na we are indeed hosting
an international tournament. Does it have effect in the FIBA World Rankings? No.
Wala.
Wala naman.
So, okay, kumbaga pinayagan tayo. Kasi may ano rin yan eh. Kumbaga may talks din between federations.
Mm-hmm.
So parang para clear-cut na malinaw na pinapayagan tayo ng FIBA.
Yeah.
Gumawa sila later.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about future plans of Phil Basket for 2023, but we do have a lot of things planned for you guys, for basketball fans, for pure, right? Pure basketball fans for Southeast Asia. Because I think one of Jai's vision for Phil Basket is to have, it's like to develop Southeast Asia basketball. One of his primary ideas is to really elevate our co-countries in Southeast Asia. Diba? Cambodia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand. Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand. Kasama, diba?
Mm.
What else? Us.
Myanmar.
Diba? Brunei. Counted yun. Basta lahat ng basketball countries na kasali sa Southeast Asian Games, for example.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
And ang laki ng population ng Southeast Asia.
Correct.
And the basketball market is developing.
You know, and so I'm so surprised Indonesia is so addicted to basketball, because I wouldn't say that in 2013. Because I was in Indonesia 2013 and they were a skate country. And now they're so into basketball as well. And they now have backers.
Yeah.
Like financial wise. And that's all you need, eh. When you have people who believe and are passionate about basketball, they can really grow it, eh. That's what's really surprising. Like, and that's surprising. Like, I'm glad. Like, you know, the domination, like, for example, worldwide, by the domination of, like, the USA, it's not there anymore. It's not like, whoa, USA and then everyone else. It's not like that anymore. I'm sure they can beat everyone else, right? Even
right
Spain.
Now.
Yes. Mm. But it's like they're already looking over their shoulders. It's not like, okay, let's send our second best team and we'll win it all. Kailangan,
remember,
it's like that for Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Philippines has to bring their A game or else may tulog ka kay Indonesia, kay Thailand, maybe Malaysia, 'di ba? bigla na lang ma-develop yung mga players nila. Like si Maymay, di ba, bigla na lang daw sabi, bigla na lang gumaling for Malaysia. I think we should do a separate conversation when it comes to Phil Basket with what the tournament with what happened with the tournament. But you guys should check out the social media accounts of Phil Basket on our because Pat's heading that division for Phil Basket. You'll see highlights, player, and then funny moments, whatever. You'll see that in our experience with the third tournament we headed for Phil. And we'll have more for 2023, so watch out for that. Let me ask you just one more question. If you're going to give an advice to someone who's starting in sports media, because you started a sports media company, right? Hoop Junkie, what would you tell him or that person who would want to start as sports media?
Ako kasi, Tonyo, when I started Hoop Junkie, wala talaga akong kakilala sa industry. Kumbaga, it was just me posting on my phone. Ang mapapayo ko lang is hard work, consistency, don't give up, and kailangan mag-branch out ka. Since wala akong kakilala nun, parang I get to
network.
Learn network. Yeah.
Yeah, network is really good. Because you wanna strengthen your weaknesses eh, kung wala kang nun. So you get people to work with you.
Yeah.
Because you already have a unique selling point, which is, you know, people who are, you know, junkies about basketball. So it's not like Hoop Junkie PH or Hoop Junkie NBA, diba? It's not like that. It's hoop. Like me, I just love hooping. That's why I follow Hoop Junkie. So whether it be something funny in the barangay level or something that, you know, something funny that LeBron did during a game or whatever, right? It's all about hoops, right?
Yeah.
It's a global game. That's the great thing about basketball is that you don't need words to explain what's going on. You just watch it and you know what's going on. Regardless of whatever language that you speak, right? Mm. Everyone knows how to play basketball.
You know, we speak the same language of basketball, bro.
Correct. Mm. Yeah. So, level-wise, yes, people have differences in terms of skill level. In terms of knowledge about the basketball, when you see someone, you already know someone's great, someone's not great, what have you. That's so awesome. And it's really it's a poor man's sport. You put a hoop, even with the chinelas, kahit na naka boxer shorts ka lang, pwede kang mag-basketball eh. You see that in the probinsya, di ba? Nakakabit na sa coconut tree. Di ba yung ring? Tapos, sobrang physical ng mga laro, di ba? That's still basketball, right? I mean, sometimes it gives basketball a bad name, but it's still basketball. And that's what you're doing. You're sharing, you know, through your eyes, what you see.
Yeah,
with not just local basketball but global as
and
well.
I think what separates me from other accounts is I share the videos of my followers. Yung mga gusto magpa-feature, I feature them. Whether magaling ka, hindi ka magaling.
Guys, pa-feature na kayo sa Hoop Junkie habang libre pa. Kasi next year, sabihin ko talaga, Pat, don't do it for free. May charge na. Ice tubig. Diba? 20-20 na. Pa-post. Okay? Tsaka magpapa-Starbucks kayo dapat, at least. Hindi na pwede yung TY, bro. Wala nang fist bump. Ba? Okay, thanks. Good. Di ba?
Okay, bro. Okay na, bro.